You're back to lead the national team. You've been back for a couple of months now. Just tell us, how has it been after you've been now away for a long time?
Yeah, it's been something incredible just to be back. It's been such a long time. This month it's a year since I played for my country. So yeah, it's been a really tough and hard road, and just to get back here, and it's certainly going to still be a tough road ahead, making sure that I'm at full fitness for the side leading into the World Cup. But just honestly so thankful that I can be within the setup and train with the team.
I mean, is there anything, if you find that you found the same team that you left since you were ruled out, or are there any differences to the team that you joined now as compared to the one you left when you were ruled out through an injury?
Yeah, obviously the names are quite similar. We've got a couple of retirees in Lazali and Mignon Dupria. No, I think just skill wise and physically the team has grown in leaps and bounds. They've worked really hard. It's purely a very professional setup. And just how the team has grown, not just as players but as individuals, within the side. And Sinead took over from me in my absence, and obviously the way she's led the team and really grown as a leader within the side has been pleasant to see. It's a lot of growth that I can see coming back, and hopefully I can fall into, I guess, that environment and contribute to, in a positive manner.
And it's only about what now? 3 months away, or 3 to 4 months away before the World Cup, and it's going to be a busy international schedule for both the men's and the women's team. We've got the Proteas going to Australia, the SA20 in January, the Under-19 World Cup. It's just around the corner. Just for you, Dan, personally, I mean, what are you doing to make sure that you stay fit? I mean, I read an article in The Guardian where you said that, you did the most stupid thing ever. You were bitten by your dogs. I mean, just on a light note, are you going to stay away from your dogs this time around for the next World Cup at least?
No, they didn't bite me though. I slipped at my pool and I broke my ankle. I fell about a good. I went to go feed the dogs, and it's like a yeah. So I went down and I fell like a meter and a half. But I'm certainly going to be very, very cautious. Probably going to bubble wrap myself. But coming back to the fitness thing, I'm working hard with a trainer, running almost every day. Just making sure that. I couldn't do much, so obviously picked up a couple of kilos, and I guess physically probably definitely not where I want to be. So it's going to be a hard, tough 3 months for me leading into the World Cup. But I've got a lot of support from CSA to make sure that I'm fully fit to hopefully lead the side and represent my country at a home World Cup.
As a team, what are the talking points now that you're in camp? What are the main objectives that you want to achieve between now and the World Cup?
Yeah, look, we obviously don't have some of the key players that's at the Big Bash. So obviously not everyone is here, but I think mainly this camp, I think there's 8 games being played over 10 days, T20 games. So, a lot of, I guess, volume. You get your confidence in match situations and scenarios. And we've got some young players as well, some up-and-coming players to, obviously have a look at them as well. I guess you never know what happens. So I think that the main thing for this camp is just getting a lot of volume, a lot of confidence in the middle, and obviously see where everybody's skilled at. And I can honestly say that everyone's skill has really surprised me. It's it's grown in leaps and bounds, and just what I've seen, it's quite exciting, and hopefully the form will continue straight through into the World Cup.